How good's that song? Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure, 8 past 8, Up and Adam this morning, Tuesday edition, a splendid day outside, and splendid inside when you get to share your morning with Jenny Lenman, ladies and gentlemen.
And to you.
Yeah.
Adam Connolly.
Thank you. It's World Adam Day today.
What?
Did you know? I know, right?
There are some stupid days.
Hey. I mean, it's pretty stupid. Like I said to one of the callers from The Secret Sound, who thought World Adam Day was necessary? isn't every day?
Well, Adam and Eve.
Right. It's the first day, was it? Day one.
Well, according.
Perhaps.
To some.
To a story. Yeah. Okay.
Well, shout out to all the Adams out there.
Yeah, shout out to all the Adams, especially if you're as unbearable as me when it's all about you. Hey, we've got a few questions still to get through for Ask Adam and Jenny Day. Lots of you are asking questions, and we love it. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
We really do like answering your questions. Not only do we get to learn a bit about ourselves and get to give you our opinions, which is always, you know, something egomaniacs like ourselves like to do, but we also get to find out about what you want to hear about.
That's
great. 0417-063-963. Last week, we dressed up for Melbourne Cup Day.
Yeah.
On this day.
Even though I didn't watch any of the races or put a bet in or anything like that.
But we got fancy and that's fine.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing a fascinator though because those things are also stupid.
Are they?
Yes.
Right. Unless you can pick up SBS on it, why bother? So, hey, SA's best dressed radio duo. I think self-confessed best dressed. I mean, who's better?
Sometimes you say something and it sticks.
And I'm okay with being thought of as, especially now that you can't see what I'm wearing today. Hey, SA's best dressed radio duo, what would you say is your best physical attribute?
Ooh.
Your best physical attribute.
Okay.
What do you think is I think my best physical attribute is the fact that all of the skin holds everything in.
I mean, that helps.
There's
doesn't
no
it?
Leakage generally.
You're not going to give yourself a little compliment? Come on.
I'm not that. I'm really not that self-conscious. Like I don't think of myself as... this sounds weird, but I don't think of myself as a physical person a lot.
Oh.
So I don't really pay much attention.
You're just a voice in the void.
Well, I don't see me unless I'm in a mirror.
Yeah.
In which case, you know.
I'm all good with photos, but I get really freaked out about video.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sort of like that in a
sense.
Is that
true? There you go.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know.
So I've been a good sport whenever we've done a video.
You have been a good sport. If I had to say, I think I don't hate my forearms.
That's, come on.
Sure. I don't hate them.
Love yourself.
I mean, generally my eyes are shut. Anyway, what would you say?
I'd say maybe, I mean, my height has its advantages.
It does. You get to help old ladies get stuff from the shelves and the shops.
Sure. And I suppose also thanks to my parents getting me braces when I was younger. I reckon I've got a good smile.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Come on, you got to say something nice about yourself.
I think my face.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Oh, gosh. We need to work on this, Adam.
Right. Now, and maybe my face generally conveys the emotion it's aiming at.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
There you go.
Well done.
Great. Now, we got that out of the way. Let's get into the easy stuff.
Something easy like what's the meaning of life?
Yeah.
Shane from Murray Bridge says, my concept of it is just be bloody good to each other.
Yeah,
Shane,
right.
Love your work, mate.
Great. Well done. Thank you, Shane. What is the meaning of life, Jenny Lenman?
I wrote this down.
Did you? Good one.
To be conscious and conscientious, experience love, boredom, creativity, passion and loss. Support one another, relish in small moments and celebrate milestones, grow and develop and help others to do the same.
Nice. There you go. That needs to be on a poster somewhere.
Yeah, live, love, laugh.
Right. Right. But, you know, properly. I think regardless of how you ascribe how we got to where we got, the fact that we got here is remarkable.
Oh, it's extraordinary.
Right. Whether you look at it from a Brian Cox universe, you know, or whether you've got some sort of religious faith, or whether you've got some sort of hybrid in between, or whether you're just spiritual, whatever it is you're doing, the fact that we're here at all,
yeah,
and that you get to listen to me every single day.
Oh, wow. What a bonus.
is miraculous. The fact that you get to do anything is miraculous.
Yeah.
And I think the gratitude for that is sort of what we're all here. I think.
Yeah. Something I've tried, yeah. I've become better at in recent years is being mindful and like really relishing little moments, even if it's just something that I used to find really annoying, like having to chop vegetables or something. Now I kind of just think, oh, isn't it wonderful to have all this food?
And, right.
Yeah, and just enjoy
and
it.
And that food exists.
Yeah.
On an existential level, and that we get to experience it the way we do is remarkable, and we should be grateful for it. And I think gratitude is kind of...
Oh, big time.
..the meaning of life.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a bit lovely.
Look at us. Look at us.
I love how you brought it back to you, though. You get to listen to Adam.
Well, Copernicus wasn't quite right. The universe doesn't revolve around the Earth. It revolves around me. That's what Tim Minchin says. Tim Minchin says that on his tombstone, it's going to be, so what's the world going to revolve around now?
Yes.
Do you have anything you're 100% convinced about, even though it might not be true, Jenny? E.g. ghosts or UFOs or QAnon stuff. I'm hoping it's not the QAnon stuff.
No. That's good. Crazy. Pizzagate and all that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I'm generally not convinced of anything, as information's always coming to light.
Right.
There are limitations to how much we know. There's people have investment in certain information coming out.
Right.
But I reckon, one, there has to be life on other planets.
You think?
I reckon. Uh-huh. It has to be. Has to be. And ones that we don't know about yet.
Yep.
And even though there's really not much evidence for this,
uh-huh.
I reckon like there must be some kind of telepathy or psychic abilities we're not really conscious of or that we haven't realised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not totally convinced of it, though.
I mean, tomorrow,
further
proof.
Madame Forgerie will be in.
Correct.
She's always bang on.
She really is. So.
Although I don't subscribe to, like, you know, star signs and stuff like that.
Right. That, yeah. I mean, we are literally falling at the speed of ridiculous speeds.
Yeah.
The entire universe is falling. So the relative billions of years away stars to when you fell out of a woman shouldn't really have anything to do with whether you're stubborn or not.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, right. I'll take that up with her tomorrow.
Right.
How about you?
Similarly to you, I think there's a weird thing that I think your intentions really do shape the way your life turns out a bit.
Oh yeah,
not always. And people, and that doesn't mean that people who have crappy lives have But I think on a sort of a general level, there's communications between cells that we don't know about and all that sort of stuff, and that, you know, you can kind of enact change and all that gear. I kind of think that. And
what's that, like The Secret?
Kind of like The Secret, but way pulled back. And also, I don't know whether we're going to save the planet, but I'm pretty sure having a veggie garden's going to help. I think everyone should have one.
Yeah.
That's something I'm convinced about.
That and a local baker who makes your sourdough.
Yeah. Well, now I can do my own because I've got Dave, son of Dave. But, you know, go and do that. That's my theory. If we grow a little bit more, we'll be right. What else? This is the big question, Jenny, from Brendan.
Oh, okay.
Do you have Brendan's question
Radio 5MU. Do you have more 80s music than what is being played lately?
Right. So... here's the thing, guys.
What have we done for him lately?
Exactly. Our playlist isn't a variety playlist. We don't have all the songs that are great. We have the best songs of all time, sure. But do we have all of them? No. And the reason we don't have all of them is because lots of people ask lots of questions about music. And they get all the answers. And then... they get the top songs, and they're the ones we play.
Okay.
So, if you're listening to us all day, every day, you are going to hear those songs a few more times than everyone else.
Right.
But we probably don't play the songs that 70% of people like.
Mm.
Because that means 30% don't like them.
Oh, okay.
You see.
It's a delicate balance.
It's a delicate balance. So the people who do the music lean into the science of it all and say that we're only going to play the songs that rate this and above, and this is the list that we play.
Mm. There is a bank of more music, though.
We have heaps. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Thousands of songs.
Mm.
We don't play them necessarily all the time. We play them in what's called spike tracks. So we'll throw those in occasionally to make you go, oh!
Yeah.
So that the 70% of people who love it are satisfied, and the 30% of people who don't love it go, ah, you know, well, they're going to play that, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know.
What are you going to do?
So, Brendan, thank you for your question. And we love that everyone is so passionate about the music on 5MU. It is the 5MU. Music is what makes it. So we have great songs coming up. They're songs you know and love. And then you get to hear me again. All right?
One of the meanings of life, right. Getting to hear Adam.
Correct, yeah.
Wow, that was quite that was big.
Big.
That was a big chat.
We basically answered all the questions. Okay.
There'll be more next Tuesday.
Lots. And we banged on. So we've got to hurry. But coming up at 10 to 9, we'll answer a couple more, a little more, less intense ones. And you can keep those questions coming on 0417 063 963.